Hello, my name is Miss Druce and I am the assistant head teacher at the Palmer Academy. And we were extra lucky this year to work with the Rock Academy and Aspire 2 on a podcasting project with our Year 6 children so they could talk about a range of different topics, which were the environment, lockdown, the future and what they want to be when they grow up. The first of these topics was about the environment. The children were exploring climate change and how to look after their environment. So let's hear what the children had to say on this topic.
Climate change. Wildfires spread over Greece and Turkey. Icebergs melting. Antarctica and Greenland are getting hotter.
It's been increasingly interesting to see how the world has changed from my perspective. I remember when I was a lot younger and I would play outside, it would be a lot cooler and in more of the winter times, but in summer it would be a lot hotter. But nowadays, I try and go outside in the summer and it's really cold. The storm Eunice was a tragic and heartbreaking reaction from Mother Nature. It was caused by our lack of realization from all the harm that we have caused to the earth.
The second topic was all about lockdown, which the children had lots of experience of, and how they adapted to life in lockdown, both through educationally and socially. So let's hear what they had to say on this very important matter.
Lockdown. It was stressful. We had to do home learning online that came with troubleshooting. Lockdown helped me a lot to get closer to my family. It also helped the environment to have a break from being polluted.
Lockdown was very hard for everyone, especially for people who are already struggling for a normal life. But it's helped Mother Nature a lot. It slowed down pollution and I think lockdown has had its ups and downs.
The pandemic gave the environment a break from the pollution of all the cars commuting to work and school. But we did increase our online shopping, which creates lots of waste.
Lockdown was the first experience that I really realised that I had to take care of myself. I know it affected many of our lives, but it also helped when spending time with my family and getting closer to our family. And after the big realisations when you finish lockdown, when you're going out, you realise that you need to stay fit and the fitness is key.
Spending time with my family is what I really enjoyed, and I've realised that spending time with my family is what makes me smile, and it also makes my day better.
I think online learning was a good way for me to take work at my own pace, and I realised that spending time with my family was something I missed whenever we had to go back to school and work started for my parents.
Lockdown was a sad experience for some people, but a good experience for others. For some people, it was bad because they couldn't really see their grandparents or other people who don't live in their house. But others loved it because they got to spend more time with their family and learn more about them.
Positive things about lockdown. When lockdown hit, we were all scared for the future, but it helped me spend more time with my family. It also helped me realise how much my health is.
When we arrived back at school after lockdown, it was quite different as we had to be in different parts of the playground. We was in bubbles with our year groups. We couldn't do tournaments or go on trips.
Lockdown, a dreadful moment in history. The first 1 month of lockdown was okay. I didn't really think about my health. After the first month, I focused on my health.
The children also spoke about the future and what the world looks like in a post-pandemic world. They had lots to say on this and had lots of ideas of how it would affect their future.
Since COVID has happened, we are more aware of taking care of our bodies, actually eating healthy and exercising regularly to keep our bodies healthy.
Before lockdown, we never worried about viruses in the world like swine flu or Ebola, but now we worry about diseases in the world.
Electric cars, they're all fine and dandy. You probably know what they are by now. Most likely, but they're pretty cool things. They don't use petrol, which is a great thing, so we don't use fossil fuels. They use electricity, which we have more of nowadays because we're using solar panels and wind turbines, and maybe even some nuclear energy. I feel like the only real downside is that they're kind of silent, because when I was doing bikeability, we saw this electric van go by, and it was in a T-junction. There was bushes all around, so you couldn't really see the van when it was going to go down. And you couldn't hear it either because electric cars, they don't really make that much sound. So you kind of have to be more careful. You have to wait there and see if... because you can kind of hear a bit of a rumble. Not that much of, though.
And the final one was looking at how what they want to be when they grow up. And the children have lots of high aspirations and lots of great dreams that hopefully they'll all meet. So let's hear their ideas.
I want to be a footballer when I'm older so I can help my parents with their money book, like how they help me right now.
When I'm older, I want to be a fashion designer.
And when I'm older, I want to be a computer engineer.
When I grow up, I would like to be a doctor.
When I'm older, I want to be an author because I think I'm creative.
When I grow up, I want to become a programmer.
When I grow up, I want to be a pilot.
When I'm older, I want to be someone in the army so I could help my family.
When I'm older, I want to be an interior designer.
In future, I want to be an expert programmer so I can make my dad proud.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to all the children's feedback and ideas on the range of different topics. It was a fantastic project and one the children thoroughly enjoyed. And isn't it brilliant that they can say that they're 10 years old and they've already got a podcast?